Welcome to episode 251 of Tidioti Got with Bookmakers. It's been a long time since I made a podcast, or in fact, it's been a long time since I made a book, primarily because my free office is hot in the summer. Hot, 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 hot. But before I complain about myself, let's talk about the bookbinder of the week, Yamazaki Yo, or in English, Yo Yamazaki. First is link. You can go to Yo Yamazaki, YOYAMAZAKI.JP, and you will find his website all in Japanese for your viewing pleasure. It has his shops, it has his advertising, it has his classrooms, it has his information. He is a bookbinder. He has very unique teaching skills. He has very unique books. He's working constantly, and he is teaching at a number of different universities throughout Japan, from the north down through Tokyo. And he is in Tokyo, and if you ever find yourself in Tokyo and in need of a bookbinding class, I recommend him. I have taken a class from him, and he has a unique way of measuring things. Rather than use a measuring tool, he uses a piece of paper, and it works out better because you don't have to worry about details like that. He has won prizes. There is a Vimeo video of him doing some work. He has many exhibitions throughout the country, and he has traveled worldwide teaching bookbinding, Europe, China, England, and he has also been exhibited in Italy. Check out his site at Yo Yamazaki, YOYAMAZAKI.JP, and cruise around and improve your Japanese at the same time. Now, what have I been doing to improve myself? First, let's see if we can talk about bookbinding. In bookbinding in July and August, it was hot, very, very hot. My studio was hot. I would sit at my computer to do some work and start to sweat. I would stand at my workbench and start to fold a piece of paper and sweat. So, July and August and most of September, I didn't do anything. And then September, October, I guess, got kind of lazy and didn't want to do anything. And then I got a phone call saying I need a couple of books as soon as possible. So I dragged myself into the studio, cleaned it up a little bit, and started to make these two books, which if you go over to tidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see the covers and perhaps the inside. You can see pictures of these two books. And that got me started with more books. And so now I am working on a piece of fiction, which I'll talk about later. It's a smaller size. The two books I made for the customer were A5 in size and 100 pages each. They're schedules. 100 pages with two yearly calendars, 2021, 2022, a monthly calendar, 13 of those, and weekly calendar, plus pictures of the desired person. So they were A5 in size. The fiction is B6 in size. For you Americans, that makes it about 5.7.2 inches, whereas the A5 books are 5.8 by 8 by 3 inches. But basically on both of those books, all three of the books actually, I've started doing something a little bit different. What I have done is I've taken a piece of paper and made the cover before I made the cover out of bookboard. I've made a model of the cover before I made the cover to make sure that the cover, the spine gap, and everything was good before I made the cover. This has saved me a lot of grief and stress and screwing up books that the cover is too big or the spine is too small or the cover is too small or the book is too big. It's made a little peace of mind on my part, which I think I thought about while I was not doing anything else, which makes life more complex. So I have been doing that. I have finished two books, two schedule books, 100 pages each. I am going to start on two books of fiction. One is B6 and one is A5. One is 260 pages and one is 240 pages. The bigger one is fewer pages. Having successfully told you about my bookbinding work this month, this week, let me tell you about fiction. I have been writing some fiction. I have two novels in progress, and I'll tell you about the second novel first. This is not even close to finished. It's like the second or third chapter, but it looks interesting to me. Second book is called The Posthumous Biography of Agnes Groot. And it is about a woman who lives to be 175 years old, and she starts out in Northeast. She doesn't start out. She stays in Lowell, Massachusetts, and through her weaving, she manipulates the deaths of people she cares about. She can unweave something, and that person will come back to life, and then she can attempt to make them do something other than what they did that caused them to die. If it's an accident, for example, the son of her employer drowns, she unweaves something, she unweaves a cloak, and time goes back. So she comes up to the son who has drowned and tells him, "Don't go drinking, you'll drown." Or she'll tell him, "Stay home, stay with your family, or you'll drown." She doesn't tell him he'll drown, but gives the impression that if he changes, he will be better. And if he does, he lives. And if he doesn't, he dies. And she can unweave and try again. Sort of a Groundhog Day for the dead. The only thing she can't back up is natural deaths. If someone dies of a disease, for example, she can't go back and say, "Now don't smoke or you'll get cancer." She doesn't do that. And she can only go back for a year at most. So she is going to deal with some deaths, all with people that she loves. She is not going to go back and kill Hitler. She is not going to go back and warn Kennedy not to go to Dallas. And she is not going to go back to warn Mohandas K. Gandhi. The first book is called Growing Slurry, which I think I've talked to you about before many months ago, so let me refresh. It is about a man and a woman who meet in a coffee shop, and through their discussion and through their flashbacks into their own lives, we learn a lot about them. The man is a forensic accountant, which means he looks for fraud and tax evasion. And the woman, we're not too sure about, but she had a very rough childhood, and she actually ends up not trusting anyone. But for some reason, she trusts this forensic accountant. They walk around Seattle, I believe, and just talk. They talk and do things, and we learn about them and their flashbacks, and at the end of the novel, we go, "Wow, that was interesting." I hope that's what people say. Those are the two novels I am working on, Growing Slurry and The Biography of Agnes Groot, The Posthumous Biography of Agnes Groot. That's it for my writing, and that's it for my podcast for today, the first one in a couple of months. Be sure to check out Yamazaki Yo's website at yoyamazaki.jp, yoyamazaki.jp, and thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.